This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, next up, The Irishman, ladies and gentlemen. This is might be the hottest movie of the year.
Cannot wait for this
one. Even though it's 3.5 hours long, Brad sat through the whole thing.
Yeah, I loved it.
And you don't get antsy.
No, I did go to the toilet once. I snuck out, yeah. And I was sitting next to a 79-year-old man, actually, and he didn't go during the whole thing. I said, mate, you got a heck of a bladder there. I had to skedaddle out and miss a thing.
Break.
My daddy gets
home. Name was Robert De Niro.
Yeah. How about that? The guy gets home, he says, I got a compliment on my bladder while I was in that movie.
Very nice guy,
but what a film. It opened the New York Film Festival. It was the big premiere on Friday night.
Now, cost a fortune.
Yeah, it cost about $159 million to make this film.
Wow.
And that's for pretty much the cameras, because they had this technology that made De Niro, Pacino, Joe Pesci all look 30, 40 years younger during scenes of the movie.
Mm-hmm. So, that's amazing.
Yeah. Did it work?
Did the effect work? It did. It's quite amazing to see a young Robert De Niro with, and he had to have blue eyes in this movie because he is the Irishman.
Scorsese, they said, was just absolutely adamant that this had to look real. So that's why it cost so much, because he kept pushing the development of the technology.
He sounds like a maniac.
How about you got a whole gang of Italians playing Irishmen?
Well, one Irishman. It's about the Italian mob in Philadelphia, and they hire this guy who paints houses, and that sort of means that he shoots a lot of people. De Niro. Yeah, it was an assassin.
I know what that means.
Mob language.
So if I hire a house painter, I want to shoot people.
That's right.
So this is kind of funny. He's talking to Erwin Winkler.
Yep.
He's in a movie, right?
No, Erwin Winkler's one of the most famous Hollywood producers of the last 65 years.
He's there.
Yeah, he can't walk. He's 90 years of age. I headlock him for a nice chat. And then all of a sudden, Martin Scorsese, who turns up, who never talks to anyone.
So you say bye-bye, Mr. Winkler.
That's right.
Push him out of the way.
The poor old man might have had a heart attack.
Right.
Where'd the guy go?
What?
Here's what happened.
Hello, Mr. Winkler. This movie, it took 10 years to get made, but you persevered and you got it over the line.
Well, for me, it's more than a story. It's also the coming together of...
Yeah, here he is. There's Marty.
It's a coming
together.
Marty.
What do you want?
Oh, hi.
Is it a thrill to get this up, Mr. Scorsese, movie?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. I'm absolutely.
Get any movie made.
Any movie made, especially this one. The only people who would really back us were Netflix.
We're proud of the fact that we're able to tell the full story without worrying about...
Interference and also total financial backing.
And the technology's quite impressive.
The technology's amazing.
Have you extended De Niro's career?
He would like to go another 30 years, he said.
Thank you, sir.
So what happened to poor Erwin?
Kindness.
The 90-year-old man sitting there.
Kindness does not outweigh availability.
That's right.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Hello, Mr. Winkler. This movie, it took 10 years to get made, but you persevered and you got it over the line.
Well, for me, it's more than a story. It's also the coming together of...
Yeah, here he is.
It's
a coming together.
Hello, Marty.
What do you want?
Oh, still talking over there. Mr. Scorsese, this movie.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
What happened to poor Mr. Winkler?
He didn't even finish his sentence.
What about when Erwin chimes in and Scorsese finishes his sentence for him?
He's like, a very
story.
Young
it's
voice.
Also the coming together of...
Yeah, here he is. There's Marty.
It's a coming together.
Go.
Oh, hi.
Is it a thrill to get this up, Mr. Scorsese, this movie?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Get any movie made.
Any movie made, especially this one. The only people who would really back us were Netflix.
We're proud of the fact that we're able to tell the full story without...
Oh, my God.
So you're
know
officially
how bad
paparazzi.
Erwin had to pee?
Winkler's going to go home and tell his wife, if she's still alive, going to say, you won't believe what happened to me tonight.
In fairness to Brad... If you have the option to grab Scorsese, you push everybody out of the way. His own mother, he'd push out of the way.
Wouldn't you say bye, Erwin? Nice talking to you.
Now you go. Here he is.
You pull like a George Costanza.
Out of the way!
All right. So here's the man that hard to do an interview without dropping an F-bomb.
Robert De Niro, he plays Frank Sheeran, the star of the movie. But I get nervous around him, remember, Scott?
He doesn't talk much.
I've had a long time trying to get interviews out of this man.
I know one time he got 2 words out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? Or 3 words? Which was it? Did we do a word count?
Yeah. Huh? thank you, goodbye.
Yes.
That was it. Uh-huh, I counted that as a word.
Yes.
There's Bobby D. Look at him. He looks good. He is the Irishman. Let's see how this goes. I'm getting a bit nervous. I really want to talk to him. Bobby D. People are crowding in.
G'day, Stan. Just one question. Mr. De Niro, how are you, sir?
You got to ask the question.
This technology, this will extend your career anyway.
Well, that's the whole idea.
What was it like to work under this sort of pressure? How did that feel?
It was all right. It just, it was fine. We had a great time, and it was... I could have shot another 6 months on the movie.
Really? You and Pacino up on the screen. How does that go when you enter the scene, you and him going up against each other?
I had a great time with Al and Joe and everybody. I mean...
Are you digging deep with him?
Could have been better. What?
Are you digging deep in
us? Like, we're doing the scene. I don't know. You
are you proud of this?
Yeah.
You look good up there, big man.
Thank you.
See you, Mr. D.
Bye-bye.
So, like, 3,000% more words now.
Yes.
Wow.
That was, considered an in-depth interview.
Yeah. Oh, it was. I'm surprised he didn't smack you, though, somewhere in the middle of it.
Right. It's like, ask a question.
And that's the first thing he said.
That was his publicist.
You're going to ask a question, you big, big lump.
Yeah, yeah. Did you go in depth? I did the same.
Yeah, then he started laughing at me.
I know.
So here's a guy that's always friendly and nice to talk
Wonderful. He plays a lawyer in this movie and is quite hilarious with De Niro. They go head-to-head.
Ray Romano's turned out to be a really good, serious actor.
Yeah.
Who'd have ever thunk it?
Ray, good to see you, mate. Yeah, going well. Mentally good?
Mentally, I'm never good.
Right. How's the golf swing?
I'm less bad right now.
Right.
I went golfing this morning. Oh, I got 3 birdies and still didn't break 90.
What?
I got 90 on the nose.
You analyzed it?
I've analyzed it every second of my life and know nothing.
Right. Yes. Isn't this your nervous lawyer or a good guy? Nervous?
Yeah. I don't think he's a golfer, though. But how can you not be nervous when you're in this world, you know?
The De Niro's across from you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, as just myself, it was the most nerve-wracking thing I've...
Really?
Well, until I got to know them, and then they make me feel comfortable.
Gotcha.
And they start talking to me, and I find out they're very warm and friendly. Yeah,
they
yeah.
laugh at your jokes?
Well, I don't try to joke too much.
Right, good. Focus. All right.
Yeah. Remember when Ray Liotta tried that?
Yeah. Very good. Ray Romano, see you, mate.
So wait, he plays a lawyer?
That's right, yeah.
And what lawyer is, whose lawyer is
he's
he?
He's the mob's lawyer.
He's the mob lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. De Niro's Frank Sheeran's lawyer. But he's referencing Goodfellas there.
Yeah, funny how.
Yeah, funny how, that's right.
And Pacino plays Hoffa, right?
That's right. Pacino's phenomenal in this, Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
That's right, just amazing.
Thank you. I bet he appreciate
that. Yeah, he's actually a really pretty good actor.
And the big issue of filming Pacino was when they'd film, he still looked like an 80-year-old man when he got off the couch in scenes.
Really?
Yeah. And he said that at the press conference.
Oh, that's interesting. Because they couldn't fix.
They couldn't fix getting off a couch.
Right.
I have one follow-up question for Ray Romano. I wish I could talk to him. How do you have 3 birdies... and shoot a 90.
I bet you 3-putt, 6 green.
I gotta tell you, that's terrible, Ray. Yeah. For God's sakes. 8:45. Good job, Brad. That movie opens up
November 1st.
And then Netflix, November 27th. They had to start doing that, putting it in the theaters so they can get nominated for awards, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Right. Well, they also needed Netflix to pay for it. They had other studios turn him down because of how much money he was spending with all of this technology.
So I like to watch it on Netflix because it's 3.5 hours long and I can take a couple breaks.
Yeah, you can
pause it and pee.
That's how I like to operate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.